Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, and it's a Monday. Monday, April the 15th. It's daily number 39. We're getting up to 40, which is a cool number. Hope the weekend went well. And quick updates. So really top of mind this week is content creation, which I think is really important for any business that you're in. It really doesn't matter what, the way the world works right now, with social media and how important it is and how popular not just a few platforms are, but all of the platforms are. If you're not putting out some type of content, I forget how Gary Vee put it, but essentially what Gary Vee said, you know, if you're not creating content, then you're becoming less important every day or something like that. It kind of hit home hard. It's a harsh quote, but there's probably a lot in there. So content creation, really top of mind for me right now. And I'm playing around. I mean, the SG Daily and the podcast episodes are fairly consistent, right? I like to do the podcast, interview solopreneurs, hear their stories, hear their lessons, pretty straightforward. The SG Daily, Monday to Friday, 5 to 7 minutes, business chat, on video and audio, pretty straightforward. What I've been playing a lot around with is Instagram. And the reason for that is I'm not as experienced with that type of content. So the, you know, more of the visual, more of the design, more of the aesthetic stuff. Like for the podcast and the daily audio part, it's just audio, right? You record it, you edit it, you put it up, you're good to go. But Instagram, you have the whole audio aspect or the visual aspect, the pictures. And then you can edit them, and then you have the captions, and then now you can do video with sound and stories and IGTV. So there's a lot going on there. I'm trying to test, you know, play around, try it out, and see how it goes. Quick coffee sip. But so I highly recommend you follow me at Solopreneur Grind on Instagram because I'm trying to post more, and I'm trying to test out new things, right? And so one of the keys with testing is you just have to try stuff, because if you're not doing anything, you can't test anything. And the other thing I've noticed, especially with Instagram, is the more active you are, now you can go into the analytics and see what's doing better, right? Are my quote posts doing better? Are my pictures of me doing better? Are my video posts with audio doing better? But the one thing that I have definitely noticed is that just being more active, period, is more beneficial, right? The more you're posting, the more you're hitting up hashtags, the more you're commenting on other posts, the more likes you're going to get, the more follows you're going to get, the more comments you're going to get, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the key takeaways for content creation, and I'll probably be talking about it, maybe I'll make it the theme for this week, is just to start posting more. So you should be posting at least once or twice a day. I'm going to try and go up to 3 times a day on Instagram and see how that goes. And just see what happens, right? You're going to get the data. The data is key, especially when you're talking about digital marketing, social media, all that good stuff. The key is to get data to make some more educated decisions off of. But the one thing I'll tell you is that by posting more, As long as your content's half decent, the more you post, the more traction and action you will get. So highly recommend, just if you're posting once a day, double it. Posting twice a day, try 3 times a day. See what happens, because it's been working well for me. The other thing I'll say is, and this is a shout out to Gary Vee, who I really like his content. I think you got to kind of take it in doses because he's super intense, super rah-rah, and I'm not really that type of guy. But the content of what he's saying and the messages I really, really buy into. And what he says is to document, 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 right? Document, don't create, is what he says. So what he means by that is you don't have to come up with fresh content every day. You can just show people what you're doing. And that's part of what the SG Daily is, right? Like I'm not thinking up these new awesome strategies and telling you all these principles I'm thinking of and designing and whatever. It's mostly just documenting my journey, which is what am I doing every day? What's working? What's not? Where am I failing? Where have I learned key lessons from? I like to talk about the podcast because I have cool guests on, so sharing my takeaways from the guests. it's just kind of documenting my life. And the other thing I do on Instagram is try to do that as well. So, you know, pictures of my office and my microphone. I put up a story picture of my setup for this live right now, which is the microphone and the laptop. It's a pretty basic setup. But still, just to give people a picture of what is going on, you know, quote unquote, behind the scenes or under the mic or under the hood, let's say, stuff like that. That's easy content, right? Because it doesn't take too much extra time to do as well, because you're taking it while you're going through your day anyways. So anyways, content creation, really top of mind. If you want to check all of mine out, definitely follow me on Instagram at solopreneurgrind, because that kind of connects to everything else, right? You can get to my email list. You can check out my SG Daily. You're going to see quotes from my daily. You're going to see quotes from the podcast episode. All that stuff is highlighted on my Instagram. So highly recommend you follow it. I'm a little biased, but hey, so be it. Hope your weekend went well, and I will see you tomorrow for the SG Daily number 40.